nor is there evidence that any money reached North Korea. But relations between Bangladesh and North Korea have soured. Last August, a North Korean diplomat was expelled from Dhaka on suspicion of smuggling. Whether in connection with the heist or not, SWIFT has in effect cut off North Korea's formal ties with the global financial system. This month, SWIFT was obliged to exclude three North Korean banks that were under United Nations sanctions. On March 17th, it suspended services for the four remaining banks on the system, saying they no longer complied with its membership criteria. Reasons for termination include participation in activities that are illegal, endanger security, or adversely affect SWIFT's reputation. A speedy resolution to the Bangladesh case seems unlikely, even if it is never cracked. It is clear, as Mr. Liebrandt put it, that it was a watershed event for the banking industry, a lesson in the threats posed by well-organized cybercriminals, which bankers neglect at their peril.